efforts to resolve a Russia-Ukraine price dispute seemed to be making headway earlier in the day during European Union-sponsored talks between Moscow and Kiev. The EU has proposed to send monitors to check the flow of Russian gas through Ukraine after Moscow accused Kiev of stealing gas bound for Europe. Ukrainian Vice Prime Minister Grigory Nemria told reporters the two sides had reached a breakthrough.
I'm pleased to inform you that we agreed with the European Union that the EU monitors will be sent to Ukraine, which we consider as a positive and quick response on the initiative of the Ukrainian government, which we highly value, because on our view that could provide and help to restore a confidence and to prevent a collapse of trust that would be totally harmful for the further negotiations between Naftogaz and Gazprom.
But later, the Czech Republic, that currently holds the EU presidency, said Russia energy giant Gazprom had rejected the EU proposals for monitors. Russia, in turn, blamed Ukraine. More than a week since Russia cut its gas supplies for Kiev, a number of European countries are facing the fallout of reduced gas supplies imported via Ukraine. More than a dozen countries have reported a halt in shipments, with some citizens in Bulgaria, Bosnia, and Serbia left without heat in icy winter weather. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.